boy.
Oh, how are we going to do this?
He's just going to listen in.
Yeah. No talking.
Or
you can talk.
Or maybe we can do this.
I can
double
do what I
microphone.
Did. Oh, this is fun.
Is this how you podcast?
No.
We wanted to podcast in Alejandro's house, but he said
You sure may.
Thank you.
He said I have an appointment, and we think it's like a dentist appointment or like a fucking like doctor's appointment.
No, but it's a penis appointment.
Is it a dick appointment?
It's a penis appointment.
Like, he's dicking sex. Or he's getting dicked?
He's getting
both.
Dicked.
By who?
By some guy named Tyrone. I don't know.
Goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn.
Alejandro's one of the whitest black people I know.
He is.
Yeah.
Number one spot is Amber. Number two might be Darwin Champagne. Number three is Alejandro. I can't think of any more right now.
The woman from Blackish.
Oh, that Netflix show where they're like...
Blackish?
No, that's Dear White People.
That is Dear White People! Yeah. I didn't even have to say anything, and you already knew what I was talking about.
Because you're racist.
That's not racist.
You confused two shows with African Americans.
Whoa! You need to chill.
Guys, can we do a proper introduction? Because we have a new guest on the Trading Pod.
It's not live. It's recording.
I'm not there yet.
This is James Anthony Barry.
Dan has a radio station that works within a thousand miles.
Who fucking listens to radio anymore?
Nobody. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to do that, you could probably.
Vaniel has a fucking radio. What doesn't he have?
I don't like.
He has AIDS. I'll give you that much.
I asked what he didn't have.
He doesn't have a clitoris.
And even then, if
but he does have access to one.
You can get one installed with Winstar or
WinRAR.
Winstar.
WinRAR 2.0.
7-Zip.
Oh, man.
So, you know, okay, James, but James is the kind of guy, he walks around, his signature catchphrase is, you don't mess with Jim.
That's not. I have a couple signature catchphrases. And
run them off.
Okay, so.
The first one is, you don't mess with Jim.
No. I mean, I might have to start using that now. Yeah. Okay, but for a while it was FARC, because we'd be in DVT, which was our film class in high school, and we'd be editing, and I'd make a mistake editing, and I'd be like, FUCK! And Mr. Gray would be right behind me, and he'd be like, watch your language. So I started saying FARC, and it just stuck. And now, like, a bunch of people started saying FARC for a pretty long period of time, like a couple months.
Yeah, up until they all died.
You could say.
You could say
we all died at graduation, when you really think about it. But anyway.
I feel like graduation is when everything started.
But I digress. It was a new chapter.
Yeah.
All right.
Things are different. We need to hang out soon.
I say bet a lot, but that's not very unique.
We have a lot of team catchphrases. We have a prissy little pussy.
That was the radio station boy's original catchphrase. One time I was in Van's house, and he's playing music, like, loud as fuck. And I was like, Van, can you turn the music down? I have a headache. And he's like, you fucking pussy. You got little pussy ears. And then he looked at me and he like grabbed my thigh and he went, you're a prissy little pussy, aren't you? And then we all started saying that. And now like everybody says it. Another one, this one is not original. But I say, you dig, like a lot. I started saying it ironically like a week ago and now I say it in every other sentence. Like I'll just be at a loss for words. You know how people use filler words? Like yeah. I say like a lot. Some people say a lot. But I when I finish a sentence and I don't know what else to say, I go yiddig every time now.
Yiddig.
And
he says
it's
in
become
a business
a problem.
Meeting.
Dude, I've said bet to my boss before.
Are you fucking
when I'm shooting
serious?
With him. Yeah, and I don't even realize and he's like, "What'd you say?" And I was like, "Oh, nothing." And I'm like, "Okay."
You literally said fat bet to your to the
like,
person who pays you.
He was like, is lighting good? And I was just like, bet. And then I just, and he's like, what?
Like a fucking Gen Z-er. You dirty cum slut.
Gen Z-er.
There's a lot of team catchphrases. There's goddamn, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn. That's actually an original one by me is goddamn, goddamn. We were all playing ping pong. Me, Ernesto, and our friend Caleb, and every time...
We do need to hear about Caleb. Caleb,
we should have Caleb on the podcast.
Caleb should be on the podcast.
Caleb's a funny guy.
We'll talk about movies.
I feel like Caleb would he'd take it a little too seriously. Maybe.
Yeah, he'll turn to NPR.
He'll be our Jordan Peterson of the podcast. You know what I mean?
So when we're when we're talking about Sony versus Nikon, the real question is aperture.
When you really think about it, Joe, I've never tried DMD, but I have tried somebody sticking a hand up my ass and controlling my body because I'm a puppet, because my name is Kermit the Frog.
So when we're talking about these feminists, what we're really saying is how I want to kiss every one of them. I want to kiss Miley Yiannopoulos. I want to kiss Donald Trump.
What are you talking about?
That's Jordan Peterson. He just wants to kiss people.
Dude, you know who's obsessed with Jordan Peterson? Brian.
Yeah.
He, like, can't get enough of him.
Dude, Brian weighs 115 pounds now. Brian Pedroza should be a big, stocky
guy.
What?
Yeah, he's like super skinny.
Why? When did he get so skinny?
Because now he's in the army and all he does is PT.
Okay, but he should, like, he should beef up, right?
The problem is he's just doing cardio. He's not, like, doing lifts.
I don't know anything about PT, but...
He's just, like, running around. And his cousin got him.
Brian Pedroza is a fucking genius, my ass. He's literally a fucking genius. And he joined the military. I don't understand.
That's
like,
I
respect
his
choices. If he wants to do that, that's good for him. I'm like, if he's happy, that's fantastic. But I don't know. He has, like, so much potential. Like, he could be a fucking president. Honestly, like...
The only people who should go in the army are, like, fucking crackheads, rednecks... And fucking Austin Rhodes.
What is he doing in the army?
He doesn't. He hasn't even been deployed yet. He isn't even in basic training.
So he's like a.
He's recruit, but he goes to the recruiter's office.
But
he's like
fighting.
He's not fighting. He's here.
No, I know, but I mean, he's not like a fucking like. Missile inventor.
Missile specialist.
A missile inventor.
Yeah.
He's not a G.I. Joe.
I'm not in the army. I don't, like... You know
no,
what I mean?
He's probably just... I don't know. He fucking told me this plan. He's gonna, like... Because in the army, you just go through, like, basic training, and then you join, like, a platoon.
That's
and then you
crazy.
you just stay here, and
why
you, like,
do
nothing. I don't know.
Man. I could never be in the army.
I could never be in the army.
I respect the shit out of it, but that's, like, I could never, ever do that.
I'm not a soldier.
No way.
The only people I want to kill are the Mexicans.
The only thing I want to kill is this bowl. You dig?
You dig?
I don't even smoke weed. At all. Ever.
I've been trying to get into it.
Trying to get into it.
How do you try... How hard is it to get into just...
Well, I don't
want to
buy it.
It's cheap as fuck.
Well, I don't want to buy it, though.
With how often you smoke, a gram would last you like 2 weeks. That's $10.
I'm not fucking buying shit. Dude, I'm a busy man. I don't have time to spend 3 hours looking at a fucking wall wondering if it's moving or
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't have time for that
dude,
shit.
Me and Caleb had a whole conversation yesterday just about, like, how people just fucking smoke every day and do nothing all day, and it just doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're gonna do nothing all day, at least plan on it. You know what I mean? Like, don't wake up and then fucking smoke 15 bowls and then just pass out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're calling out 3/4 of my Instagram followers. I think you should refrain.
Yeah.
That's like 45% of our friend group.
Yeah.
45.
Yeah, like 85.
85.
Like 85% of our fucking friend. Like wake and bake.
105.
Wake and bake is just like, I could never do that. Eli was telling me this story about his drug dealer that literally wakes up, and as soon as he wakes up, he takes a hit of his dab pen. Like, what the fuck?
You don't even want to know what it's like to not be high? You just want to wake?
He doesn't know what not being high is. He only knows, like, wake and bake, which is fucking, like, it's horrible.
Yeah. At that point, being high would be not smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but
That would be, you wouldn't even, like, you probably wouldn't even feel high. You would smoke like 10 bowls and like feel like
tickly. Well, yeah, at that point you're just normal cuz you build such a tolerance when you smoke every day. And then like, but when you do that and then you stop smoking, you're like, "Whoa, things are so different now.
This is crazy. I'm focused." Things aren't
leaky. Yeah, I would get a better high from just like thinking straight. I'd be like, "This is awesome."
Right?
I can do math.
Maybe I should smoke weed every day for a year. And then just stop, and I'll be like a fucking superhero. But really, yeah. I'll just be a normal guy. You know? And like not a retard.
Yeah.
Can I say retard?
We've said lots of things.
I've said gook a million times.
Jerry told me that, like, at her school, teachers will get mad at kids who say retard, so they say, that's regarded.
That's regarded.
That's regarded.
That is regarded. Shit.
I remember in 8th grade, teachers got angry for us saying, I'm in love with the cocoa.
Did you tell me that you meant Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs. I love Cocoa Puffs. And he's like, no, I know what that means. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Who said that? Was it Mr. I?
No.
Remember Mr. I? Mr. I would take the microphone. He'd have a mic at lunch, and he would take the microphone. His name was Mr. Idioga in fucking Brookside, and he'd go, everybody line up the fucking lunch line number fucking 3, and he'd like push it against his lips and just like, and nobody would hear what the fuck he's saying.
It was just mumble.
Yeah, and he'd be like, what did you do, I said? And everyone would be like, Mr. I, we can't hear what you're saying. And he'd be like, go to fucking detention. And then Coach Tony would walk around and like talk shit to 13-year-olds and get a fucking like power trip off of it.
Yeah. Hey man, you can't fucking do that, man. You can't fucking do that. That's what Coach Tony,
like a skinny white kid like me would just like be fucking walking across the lunchroom and he'd be like, "Hey boy, fuck you." And just like he would just like start shit with kids and then
this like, fucking like 350 pound like Puerto Rican boy.
Yeah, he's this huge ass
with
Puerto Rican guy.
Thick ass Brooklyn accent.
Thick Brooklyn accent, like shiny, like glossy bald head.
And like fucking, like,
I swear to God, he fucking like shined it every morning. It was the shiniest head I've ever
like
seen.
And like this
in my
goatee,
life. This
pure black goatee.
And, yes, and he had like a thick New York accent, and he would wear Yankees hats and just walk around and be like, fuck out of here. And just like,
hey, bro, what the fuck you doing?
All the time.
That's what he would be like. Like, don't start nothing. Don't start nothing.
I remember it was 7th or 8th grade. I don't know what grade the kids were in, but they were about to finish the fucking year. It was like the last 2 days
of
school.
It was 7th grade.
You're talking about the lunch line? Or the fucking
lunch
food
fight?
Yeah. These two girls started a food fight that only consisted of like
a pizza.
Somebody throwing a piece of pizza and somebody spilling milk. And they both got fucking expelled from school and held back a whole year because Coach Tony, like, made it happen.
But there were African-American girls in our school that would be 12 but have the body of a 37-year-old.
Yeah.
Remember, there was this
and
girl.
And we don't say body of a 25-year-old. No. Like, body of, like, a 37-year-old, like,
woman.
Gave birth to 3 kids going through menopause. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. The state champion of our fucking of Florida, like, what was it called? Like, discus toss and like javelin toss was in our fucking grade.
I remember her.
The state champion of middle school was in our fucking grade. She was fucking.
She was
so funny.
She's
too.
Huge. She's literally like 3 times the size of me now, not me in 8th grade.
She could whip Coach Tony's ass.
She could whip anybody's ass. I forget, it was like Tiana or Tiara or some shit like that.
Something like that. She was funny as fuck, too.
She was really funny, yeah. Or no, I think it might have been Nikki.
Yeah, that was her name, Nikki. Yeah, her name was Nikki. She was funny. I had her in my science class and she was funny as fuck. Yeah, but there was this kid in our middle school called Kevin Mullins. And Kevin Mullins, in 8th grade, was 16 years old.
And he had a tattoo on his arm that just said Big Bird in all caps. And he got that tattoo in, like, 5th grade. And then, I'm not even kidding you.
I'm not fucking with you.
I remember in 5th grade, I was in, he was a grade above me, but we had, like, a joined class for 4th and 5th graders in Ms. Schwartz's class. And Kevin had a cast on his arm. He broke his arm, and he, instead of, like, putting a bag over it, he just didn't shower for, like, 6 months. I'm not even kidding. He smelled so bad. Every he was just day. Covered in dirt all the time. I'm not fucking lying. And he just smelled horrible. Yeah.
Where was his parents?
Always.
He would come to math class at like, I don't know, fucking 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Fucking high off his mind. And then he would leave like in the middle of lunch and get high with Casey Duco and Joey.
Casey fucking
Joey something.
Joey Salads.
Was that his name?
No. That's Joe- a guy on YouTube who like breaks his sister's shit. You know Joey Salads?
I think I do know.
He gets on YouTube and he just like takes an axe and fucking like destroys his sister's TV and she's like, "Fuck you, Joey," and he's like, "All right, like, comment, and subscribe." And that's all he does. And he just breaks shit and like annoys people.
Yeah. But there was this kid, Casey Duco, and if you look at him, He dressed like Eminem from fucking 8 Mile.
Yeah.
But his eyes were so small and his head was so big that he looked like a fucking like Area 51 like alien.
One time, do you remember Keyshawn jerking off in class?
There was this kid, Keyshawn Asbury. The story of Keyshawn
Asbury. People would always like drag me into that joke because my last name is Barry, and he'd be like, "Keyshawn Asbury, James Barry," and people would always like say shit like that. And then one day in history class, this girl's spirit, she bent over to pick up a pencil, and he just looked at her ass and went like, "God damn!" And then he literally stuck his hand down his pants and started fapping, and like for real, like you can hear it, like.
His dick was
everyone
going.
Everyone was looking at him, and we had this teacher's assistant named Mr. Allman, and he looked at Keyshawn and just, like, squinted his eyes, and he was this super old guy, and he's like, "That's the most disgusting shit I've ever seen!" And everyone started laughing, and he was literally jerking off. And he, like, and you could see his hand, like, moving in his sweatpants, and the teacher, Ms. Neal, ran across the classroom and, like, grabbed his arm and was, like, trying to pull his arm, like, his hand out of his pants. She's like, "Keyshawn, please stop!" And he just kept going, and he, like, yanked his arm away from her and just kept jerking off. And then they called security, and that kid, Casey Duco, with the tiny eyes, he was, like, cheering Keyshawn on. He was literally like, "Go, Keyshawn, go!" And was, like, pounding on the table. And they both only got referrals. Like, Casey, maybe, that makes sense, he just got a referral, but Keyshawn literally fucking jerked off in class, and Spirit was into it. Spirit was, like, twerking for him and, like, dancing around. She's like, "Yeah, Keyshawn," and, like, everyone was, like, freaking out, and they fucking carried him away. They literally, like, grabbed him by his arms and dragged him out of the classroom, and he just, like, it was fucking crazy. And then
during he was jerking off, all he was saying was like, "Third gear! Yeah! Third gear!"
Third gear. Like, he was like transferring into like the next like level of fucking masturbation. Ugh.
And the teacher tried to like pull the arm off his dick. That's one way to do it.
She like grabbed his elbow and was like yanking on it with all her might. She's like, "Stop!" And he
probably
just,
helped
like,
him.
He just pulled it away and he just fucking kept going. And then she called security right after that, and that was fucking crazy. And I saw that kid at Sky Zone like 2 years later, and that's all I could think about. I was like, "Hey,
I
Keyshawn."
Heard a story that Keyshawn and Riverview would walk into the boys' locker room and start like grabbing people's dicks.
Why?
I don't know. He was fucking nuts. He'd be like, "I need a dick, boy." He was fucking nuts. He was funny as fuck. Funny as fuck. But he was like, we had a lot of characters in middle school.
Who else? Oh, one time, there was this kid named, I think his name was Chris Diggs. And
oh, the fucking Native American kid?
No, he was like this really tall, like skinny black kid. And
he,
in science class, we had this assignment to show, we were talking about evolution. But we had this little short, like, workshop thing where we had to show an evolution, in, like, modern day, something like how cars have evolved or how this has changed over time, just, like, a little analogy. And so we did that with phones, and we started with, like, very early phones, like Alexander Graham Bell type shit, and then we got into, like, 1980s phones, and then we got into like iPhones, modern day. And so what was it? He goes, yeah. So I was like, this is a phone from, I forget. Let me think. So he said 18. Okay. So it was eight. I was like, this is a phone from 1880. And then this is a phone from 1980. And he was like, no, 1980 doesn't exist. Like, it's 1880. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, 1880, like, you can't, the numbers can't be different. It's 1880, 1990. And he was trying to tell me that, like, 1980 wasn't a real thing because it was an 8 and a 9 instead of 2 8s. And I was like, no, you're fucking retarded. And he started, like, trying to fight me. And I asked the teacher, and she's like, what? No, he's right. It's 1980. And he was like, no, it's not, bruh. And he just fucking, like, told her she was wrong and just stormed out of class. And we never saw him again for the rest of the day. And I just did the fucking thing by myself. I don't know. That's, like, most of the people that were at Brookside, though.
Everybody at Brookside, they were just fucking mental. Everybody was fucking insane.
Yeah, I realized.
And the teachers, they were all, like, on coding or Ketamine. Something. They're all on K. They're all huffing K like crazy.
It took until high school, like late high school, to realize that like Jordan and I went to the most boring middle school ever. Like
really?
Like there were like fights every day, but that was about it.
We had fights every hour.
Like
we would have search dogs come into our fucking like math classes and sniff out for drugs. Granted, they never found anything because all the dogs were like 11 and had lupus. Because they were fucking old dogs. But the kids would just shove drugs up their ass. I'm not even kidding.
They keister them?
I heard Simeon Waters once told me.
Oh, Simeon, yeah.
That there was a guy. We were in seventh grade, and so he told me there was this guy in eighth grade that could get you weed, but the only problem was the weed was up his ass.
Why didn't he take it out? He could make a lot more sales if the weed wasn't in his ass.
Because he was afraid of the dogs,
I suppose.
Simeon. And he was afraid
did
of.
Did they
like,
have to like smoke it out of his ass? Did they like use his asshole as a bowl?
I don't know. He would take it out and smell like shit. The weed.
I remember.
Smell like
do you guys
shit.
Remember Kyle from freshman year? One time, Kyle, we were in Mr. Burton's class, and he was showing me how he like had weed. Inside his deodorant, like once you unscrew the thing and take the deodorant all the way out, he had like a bag of weed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And he was just showing me in class, and I was like, okay, Kyle, that's cool. And then Mr. Burton walks in and sees it, and he's like, Kyle, what's that? And he's like, oh, nothing. And then he drops it on the ground, and it falls on the carpet, and Mr. Burton just looks at it, and he's like, and just fucking walks away. And Kyle's like freaking out. He literally was like, couldn't even like bear to bend over and pick it up because his hands were shaking so much. And he eventually got it back into the deodorant thing. And he's like, Kyle, you're a fucking idiot. Like, that's what Mr. Burton said. And he was just like insulting him. And he didn't even say anything to anyone about it. It was so fucking funny.
I remember in a science class in seventh grade, my bro in that class was Simeon Waters, this black kid. One time we were just giving each other, this is how crazy the teachers were. Simeon was like tapping his pen, and that was a real problem in middle school for some fucking reason. Yeah. People tapping their pens.
That was a thing with us too.
Yeah, they
would
like make beats and they'd freestyle. They'd tap their pens on the table, and that would be like their beat, and then they'd freestyle.
Yeah, because everyone was black or thought they were black in every middle school ever.
And kids would just do it all class long, and it became like a fucking epidemic.
It was annoying, but I liked when Simeon did it. And Simeon was doing it, and the science teacher was this really chill fat guy. Mr. Cameron was his fucking name.
Oh yeah.
And
dude, you know what I want to know? There was Mr. and Mrs. Cameron, and Mrs. Cameron was like hot as shit.
But she was 95 pounds and 6'3".
Well,
she was tall as fuck and like skinny as fuck. And Mr. Cameron was just as tall, but he was a fucking beluga whale, dude. He was fucking like insanely fat. But Mr. Cameron was this really chill guy. You could turn in your work like 6 months like late, and he'll still like give you credit for
that
it.
That sounds like Miss Lowry. One time in senior year, Miss Lowry, I think it was an 8% in English class.
Jesus Christ!
And because what happened was I had the flu for a week, so I missed a bunch of work. And then the next week after that, we had a DVT project, so I just skipped class every day to film the DVT project. And it got down to an 8%. And on an additional week after that, I just didn't do any work when I was in class. And she's just like, what the fuck? Like, you have an 8%? And she just, like, realized. And she, like, I fucking love Miss Lowry, by the way. She's so nice. And she just sent me upstairs to Kaler's room and just forced me to do all the work and make it up. And I got it up to, like, a C or a B, I think. But shout out to Miss Lowry.
Let's get Mr. Stoll on the podcast.
Dude, that would be fucking hilarious.
He would do it.
Oh, my God. But Mr. Kaler, imagine the most Italian man you could fucking think. And now
I thought he was Irish.
He was he's like Italian or Jewish.
Okay.
But he's fucking like, oh, Mr. Kaler was so funny. And how he would roast Miss Lowry's son, Carter, which we went to elementary and middle school and fucking high school with.
I think it's really cool that we saw Mr. Kaler and Miss Lowry's relationship start from, like, our sophomore year where they would just hang out in each other's classrooms and flirt all the time. And by our senior year, like, Mr. K was, like, living with Miss Lowry now.
I think is that crazy. True?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
That's fucking hilarious.
Wild. That's awesome.
And now Carter Lowry is in the Air Force, like, getting pumped full of, like, gamma rays because they're trying to make him the Hulk. Carter Lowry, I don't know where he is. He's in Texas somewhere doing God knows what.
Yeah, I only see him in funny restaurants. On his Snapchat story.
Some fucking ticklers.
At Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers funny. But yeah, middle school was a tough time for us. I wasn't tough.
Middle school fucking sucked ass.
Middle school was literally the worst time of, like, so James bad. And I's life.
Yeah, like, you don't realize it when you're in middle school, how bad it is. You're like, wow, this sucks. But then once you into high school, it's like, oh my God. Like, how did I survive? And even high school, the first 2 years of high school kind of fucking sucked, too. Junior year is definitely not fun, but it's better than, like, freshman year, I guess.
And senior year, you just get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Senior year literally was not even school. I'll tell you my schedule for senior year. I had, if I can even fucking remember, I had DVT, which was a film class, for the first half of every single day. Then on A days, I would have Ferris and Stull.
Yeah. We had block scheduling, by the way. We had A days and B days.
Right. So every other day you go to a certain class and you have longer periods rather than everything in one day. And so Ferris was the hardest class I had, which is crazy because she has such an easy class. It's like stupidly easy. And then Stull isn't even class. You just sit there and do whatever you want. And he's like, okay, guys, let's get to work. And then you just don't do anything and he doesn't give a fuck. And then the next day I had internship where it was me. I would still have DVT for the first half of the day. Then an additional third period was just hanging out with the PM class of DVT and like doing nothing there. And then I would have Lowry, which is another class where we did absolutely nothing and watched movies, like, most days of the week in her class. And that was my entire fucking senior year. It was crazy.
Senior year wasn't a fucking... It wasn't school. It was just you waiting to graduate.
Yeah,
and
I want...
like, busy work.
Yeah. I want to say it was the best year, but, like, it's just not even school. Like, I can't even compare it to the other years.
Right, yeah. It's not even, like, that feeling of, oh, I gotta do all this shit to graduate. High school, and then but there were some fun parts. Like, senior year just became, it wasn't even cool anymore to, like, watch movies in class, because that was the boring part, and the fun part was just skipping all together and doing some other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was literally, like, not going to your CTE, your, like, career class, and then fucking going to, like, to Burger King and fucking around.
Yeah.
And then going to your friends, like, then going to Rye's house, swimming in his pool, and just fucking around.
Yeah. That's all it was, honestly. That's or, like, just hanging out in DVT. Even if you didn't leave campus, you would just hang out somewhere other than your class on campus, and it was still just as fun. I mean, people would, like, bring, like, their Nintendo Switch or, like, PS4 just into class and set up fucking Mortal Kombat, and everyone would just play, including the teacher. Mr. Fagan would just play Mortal Kombat with us for the last, like, 2 weeks of school.
I remember the last day, or last, very last day of high school so vividly. I woke up at like a usual time. That time I had my car, and but I had my car for a really short time, and it felt so strange to drive to school by myself.
Yeah,
I usually drove with my mom.
Same. Me and Ernesto got our license like 2 days apart, And we grew up down the street from each other, so we've been biking and walking everywhere since, like, fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 weeks of high school, we finally both got cars. And it was just so weird to be driving around doing all my graduation shit that day. It was, like, a weird feeling.
Yeah. That day we had rehearsal, so we had to rehearse getting up and getting our diplomas and, like, shaking hands and, like, doing God knows fucking what. And then after that, it literally just felt like, oh, I'm, like, never going to see these people ever again.
Yeah.
And then I went home to, like, hang up my my cap and gown so my mom could iron it, even though it was already fucking ironed. And then James is just like, let's go to Checkers with Sarah and Zoe. And we went to Checkers,
I thought it was Steak and Shake, right?
Yeah, it was Steak and Shake. And we just talked shit for, like...
Yeah, there were so many things where, like, oh, we shouldn't talk shit about that. And they're like, wait, it's the end of high school. We can say whatever the fuck we want. And we just talked literally for, like, hours at Steak and Shake. Or was that... Are you sure that wasn't the day before? I think...
No, that was the day of graduation.
Okay,
to Van's house. Then we went to Van's house, and that was the first time I played Nidhogg.
Nidhogg. And then Nathan Epstein was there.
And then
Nathan
we dipped.
Epstein was surprisingly, like, really super chill and friendly. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And it was really fun to hang out with him and Van. And I think Cade showed up too that day.
Oh, it was just...
And then I left to go get a haircut. And my mom was like, you have to cut your hair for graduation because it was all long and scraggly. And it still is, but it was like... it was, like, just getting to the point where it was, like, okay, it's long as fuck kind of thing. And I went to the barber, and I was like, here's $10. I don't want it to look like I got my hair cut, but, you know, do something to it. I don't want it to be short at all. And she's like, okay. And she just trimmed, like, a tiny, tiny bit off, like a centimeter off the back. And I was like, perfect. Thank you so much. And I went home. And my mom looked at me and just cried. And I was like, chill. And she's like, no, the pictures are going to be so bad. And I was like, that's the point. You're supposed to look back at, like, your graduation pictures and be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Why did I look like that kind of thing? You know, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You should look how you actually look in your graduation pictures. So,
yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to make it look like you peaked at high school because, like, what if you did? What if you did peak at high school?
Yeah, that's sad if you peaked in... But we know those people that peaked in high school.
Peaked life-wise or peaked looks-wise?
Both.
Both.
That's true.
We know a couple of people that might have...
Yeah, we know people now who just graduated a couple months ago that already peaked in high school.
Yeah, just peaked.
Yeah.
Trey Green.
No, but then I went home, I took a nap, and then I took a shower, and then my entire family... My dad, my mom, my sister, my grandpa, and my brother's girlfriend. My brother couldn't come. He was in Daytona doing God knows fucking what. And we drive over to the fucking, what was it called? The theater?
Opera House.
The Opera House. And it was just like, when I got up there and we walked those stairs, Miss Abreu was waiting for us in the fucking, like,
yeah, that was crazy.
In the entrance to the Opera House. And that was the last time.
That was crazy. That was like... That was such a surreal experience to see Miss Abreu, because Miss Abreu was our sophomore Spanish teacher, and she's, like, the craziest but, like, the nicest woman you'll ever meet. And, like, so many memories were made in that class, and then she disappeared, like, the next year or the year after. So we never had her for anything again or never really saw her around. And then all of a sudden we walk into the Opera House for graduation, and she's just, like, there. She's like, oh, my goodness, and just starts giving everyone hugs. And it was, like, weird because it was, like, this moment. Like, me and Caleb were both with each other when we saw Miss Abreu. And we're like, that was fucking depressing as shit.
I was with, like, Trey Green.
Yeah?
We walked in at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That was so weird to, like, see everyone. And it also made me realize how many people... Because with our block schedule at Polytech, it was, like, you only really saw...
The people you were in the same blocks with.
Right. You only really saw... Because there was AM and PM. And basically, the way you swap between the college and the high school, if you're an AM, you never fucking see PM students. Because you even have different lunch periods half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you rarely ever see any of those people that, and I, some of the people I'm like, what? They still go here? And I was like shocked to see them at graduation. I didn't even remember half the people that I saw in that room. And it seemed like so many, but because that's because I only saw half the people, because half the people, half the seniors were in AM, and those are the only people I ever saw for the last 2 years, junior and senior year, when we had that schedule. So it was like, that was also really weird about graduating, but I don't know.
It took like way, like it took until like after the summer for like that rock in my stomach every time I think about graduation, how it's like all over. It took like a lot longer than I expected.
For me, like when summer started, like things, I had like, well, actually summer started like 2 weeks went by and I got fucking mono. And I was literally in bed for almost a month. Like, there was a solid,
I remember because James would never come out to hang out, and we were all like fucking around and getting like weird.
James is when I come out, getting wet and getting silly, right? And like, yeah, and there was a solid 5 days where I could not get out of bed. I had zero energy and I just felt like I was gonna die. And like, but then the rest of that, I was just either too shitty to go out, like feeling too shitty to go out, or I was super, super contagious, and it was fucking terrible. But then after that, summer was really fun. So I didn't think about high school much, but lately, the past, like, because now I just work full-time, and I have a great job, and, like, things are good, but I've been missing it, like, a lot the past couple weeks. I've been thinking about it, like, all the time. And it was, like, it was just so much fun, and I'm glad it happened. I'm glad we didn't go to fucking Riverview, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know, it was just sad.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite for me. Like, summer was, well, you had mono, but summer was awful for me. But after getting a job was when I was finally able to, like, I was distracted because I was working.
Exactly.
So I didn't have, I wasn't thinking about, like, oh, look at all these people that don't talk to me anymore. Right. I'm busy, so yeah. I don't, like, I don't even have time to hang out with people anymore.
Exactly. I got a job, like, halfway through summer, and then, I don't know. It was, like, it was a fun summer, though, because I was, like, hanging out with my girlfriend a lot and, like, still hanging out with friends. And I still hang out with friends, like, on a pretty normal basis, so that's good that I haven't, like, lost any big relationships. You know what I mean? It's not, like, only people who have gone to college or moved away are people who I don't talk to quite as much anymore. But,
yeah,
I don't know.
When graduation ended, I wasn't really like, oh, fuck, this is the end. It felt like a beginning. Like, now it's a new chapter. Like, what the fuck was I doing in high school? High school to me, like, felt like a fucking, I was a fucking tablet. Like, I would get turned on, I would do work, I would, like, fucking turn off, hang out with my friends sometimes. And it would just feel, like, so repetitive that, like, it felt like episode. It felt, like, so episodic. But then, now that high school's gone, like, fucking, I'm not even kidding, like, March 25th feels like yesterday. Everything just feels like it's been the same fucking, like, moment. Like, I don't have, like...
Well, you mean, like, life feels, like, mundane now that high school's over, or the opposite?
It doesn't... The opposite.
Okay.
Everything just seems like it's blending together, and now I have to fucking hustle, I have to do shit, yeah. I can't fuck around anymore. People aren't, like, fucking, you know, like, and nobody, and there's no more fucking, like, groups. There's no more, like, you can put people in these selective, like, oh, I fucking hate you because you hang out with so-and-so and I don't fucking like you.
Yeah, I don't have,
because you,
like,
do this. But now it's just kind of like, I don't give a fuck. I got shit to do.
Exactly.
I don't have
That's
time
what I like about it, though,
because
I've never been someone to, like, hold grudges. Even when people are like, oh, I fucking hate that person. They've done all these things. And I'm like, well, I'm not their boyfriend that they cheated on 6 times, so I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've never, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like people take things so seriously, and all the fucking, like, high school drama is just, like, overwhelming. And even in high school, I never fucked with any of that stuff.
Me neither.
I don't know. And it just, but Ernesto is definitely right saying that, like, now it's just blending together. Like, even though I like my life and it's good and it's, like, fun and stuff, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of, like, it just all feels, like you said, like, it all feels like the same day, basically, unless there's something exciting going on. And, like, it's less, like, during high school, going to Walmart and walking around with your friends was, like, the coolest shit in the world.
Yeah.
Like, everything you did felt larger than life, and, like, you were part of, like, a fucking John Hughes movie. And, oh, my God.
What is that? Yeah, working off what he said, like, in sophomore year, James Van Deeken and Cade Miley and I, we took our bikes from, we walked, like, fucking, and we walked and took the bus, like, fucking simpletons, from SPHS, Suncoast Polytechnical High School, all the way to my middle school, Brookside. And that was, like, to us, that was, like, a fucking, like, a journey to the West. Like, fucking, like a fucking journey, like The Hobbit. It was, like, The Hobbit. I was Frodo. James was Samwise. It was nuts, dude. It was crazy. But now, like, I drive fucking, a couple days ago, we drove, like, an hour to, like, film something in fucking, like, in Mayaca, and it was just, like, whatever, you know, but it's so crazy that, like, now we're so mature, and, like, we'll obviously get more mature than this, but it's so crazy how we've changed as human beings from being, like, 16 years old. Like, I thought, when I was 16 years old, I thought it's probably, I'm like, it's gonna get better than this, but, like, you know, why does it feel so terrible now? And then, I don't know, I just get more mature. And I realize that me at 16, there was really just nothing for me to be angry about. Like, I was just picking things to be angry about that didn't even, like bother me, really.
Yeah, I look back fondly on sophomore year, even though it was kind of a shitty time for me. But I look back on it because, like, there's a lot of stuff, like, I shouldn't have, like, took so seriously. I should have just had fun with life. And now I kind of only look back on those times that were fun. In sophomore year, at least. In senior year just felt like a reward for making it through junior year. Because junior year was one of the shittiest times of my life.
Junior year,
I always see you shit. Post about how shitty junior year was, and you're like, the year we do not speak of, and all that.
Yeah, I censor it.
In junior year?
Oh boy.
Talk about it.
If you don't mind.
I'll talk about my shitty experience in junior year.
It's, I hate using the "it's complicated" excuse, but it really is. Like, it's really, like, it's not even worth explaining, because, like, it's just, it's not, like, what happened as much as it was how it made me feel all year.
Okay. Was it, like,
so just, like, a bunch of little shit that I just kept piling on and brought, it just kind of took me into a mindset of, like,
fuck this, it's never gonna get better.
Yeah, it's never gonna get better. What, I'm just waiting. Life was mundane, but I'm just kind of waiting for the next bit of bad news.
Right.
But now life is kind of boring, but at least I'm not in that mindset anymore. I'm pretty happy with life being kind of, at least it's consistent.
That's how I felt. Like, now my life is, like, really good because I have, like, a great job, great girlfriend, like, great group of friends. And I, like, they say it's, like, a human tendency where people in the fucking, in America who, like, live in the suburbs, they don't have any struggles for finding food. That's, like, in your DNA to have those struggles. So they find things in modern life to be upset about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
'Cause it's, like, part of their just normal, like, what's the word? Like, instinctive mindset. And so I feel like back in, like, sophomore, junior year, shit sucked ass, like, in my life. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, okay with it. You know what I mean? But now it's, like, things are great and I overthink the fuck out of stuff. And it's, like, and it's more of, like, an internal problem than, like, things happening in my life, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And it's, like, weird adjusting to that.
Yeah, senior year was the time that I was adjusting to that.
Yeah.
Like, things were good for the most part, but I was still in that. I was still recovering from that mindset of, like, just anxiety about everything, and it's still there. But it's just, it's like I know what to be worried about and what not to be worried about.
Right. Yeah. Especially that's true. Like, you know what to not waste your fucking time overthinking. And obviously you can't control that most of the time, but, like, that's what life is all about, just getting sharper through doing
yeah.
it. And me and Caleb had, like, big conversation about that yesterday, about how people, like, going back to the smoking weed every day thing, if you do that to, like, cope with your problems, you're never going to learn how to cope with them. Because I've had things that I've thought about and been, you know, depressed about for months. And then mm-hmm. at a certain point, I just reach a level of maturity after that where I'm like, okay, that happened. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
you're never going to reach that point and you're never going to achieve that growth if you're just suppressing it all the time by, like, smoking or drinking to get rid of those feelings. And it's just so, on top of literally damaging your brain by doing it that often, because in moderation, anything's pretty much fine. But on top of doing that so often and physically killing your brain cells, you're also mm-hmm. just, like, limiting yourself psychologically so much in that sense. You know what I mean? We just had, like, a huge conversation about that yesterday, and it's just crazy to think about. And that's how 55-year-olds have the maturity of a fucking 15-year-old, because that's when they
yeah.
stopped learning things. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know. But
Jordan Lamb's still here.
Yeah, we haven't heard
from yeah, him. I haven't talked for, like, a half hour, but it's not because I don't have anything to say. Okay, it sort of is, I guess.
Well, that's okay. They were talking about middle school, and we went to the most boring middle school in the universe.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, how do you feel?
How do I feel now that I'm a free man and not in high school anymore?
Yeah.
I think it's better. Way better.
Yeah, which one of us would you agree with the most? Like, do you think it's, like, do you think life is more interesting? Do you think life is mundane? Do you think, what do you think?
You know, honestly, it's been nice to just move on from high school. It sucks that you don't see, you know, the friends you've made as much. But you still have that little tight-knit group that you yeah, still sure. hang with, yeah.
Yeah, that's... I never really had, like, a... I mean, I... In the past, I had, like, friend groups, but, like, later in high school, I just kind of, like, got to know everyone a little bit. So I would kind of hop between friend groups. I never really became part of one, like, circle. But what I... And that kind of made me feel like shit for a while, but what I came to appreciate is the fact that, like, our school's so small is that we kind of all know each other. And, I mean, not, like, personally, but, like, I probably know everyone on a first-name basis. Like, I could probably... If I saw a face, I could probably get their name right.
And it's so weird to think about how at other schools that's not the case.
Oh, yeah.
Other mm-hmm. schools, like Jerry will tell me, even at Booker, which isn't nearly as big as Riverview or SHS,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't know, like, most of the people in her grade. And that's the weirdest thing ever. I yeah. know almost, like, a fucking big majority of, like, juniors and sophomores when we were seniors.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, all the senior class. And it's just such a weird thought to have such a huge group of people that you only know, like, 10% of them. Or maybe more at Booker. But at Riverview, realistically, you probably know 10 or 20% of them
yeah.
in your grade. And that's fucking crazy.
And like, it creates completely different dynamics between friends and just social situations. It's like, whenever I talk to someone who goes to a different school, I feel like I'm talking to an alien sometimes. Because they grow up with completely different people, and they grow up in completely different ways.
They just become... It's so often of them to become gang mentality. Not like a gang, like, shooting each other, but, like...
Well,
they just sometimes. Become this, like, single-cell organism that can only repeat, like, TikToks and Vines.
Yeah.
And, like, little Uzi Vert lines. Like, there's no substance to, like, There's this guy in Riverview who was an IB, like, he passed the IB course, and he was a smart guy. He literally found out while I was working with him that fucking the United States gets imported meat. Like, other countries import meat to the United States, and I thought we grew all our meat here. Like, no, you fucking retard. What do you think, fucking,
Wagyu meat comes from. I thought it came from California. Wagyu is Australian.
Look, I thought Wagyu was Japanese.
I thought Wagyu.
Yeah.
I thought it was Australian.
I don't know. Wagyu beef?
Well, I see your point, though.
But yeah.
Yeah.
They don't really give a shit about, like, everyone else in their grade, because they'll, like, find, like, a group of, like, retards in, like, freshman year that are like, hey, do you like Minecraft and 21 Pilots? Yeah, I do. Okay, let's be friends for 4 years. And so they become these fucking, like, lunatics where all they do is smoke weed and listen to, like, ASAP Ferg.
That's so ASAP Ferg. ASAP Ferg. Fucking accurate. Fucking example. That's so funny. But yeah, I see what you mean. Like, I always wonder what it would be like and where my life would be if it wasn't for my group of friends at Polytech. And obviously everyone thinks that. Like, you could apply that to any situation, but I was like in a like fucked up position coming into freshman year because my parents are super, super religious. And I was like super closed off and sheltered and didn't know anybody and like, I don't know. And I wasn't happy at all, but all those people like brought me out of that situation and helped me, I don't know, just become a normal person, I guess. And I was like, oh, this is what real friends are like, not kids that yeah. I like am forced to hang out with that go to my church. And you know, it was like, and then on top of that, the DVT thing gave me a chance to actually like build skills that I use working full-time right now, like starting my career right now because of that class.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine where I would be if I just went to Riverview and kind of like blended into like what Ernesto said, the fucking hive mind of people there that I don't know. And not to say that there's that everyone goes to Riverview is like that, but the vast, vast majority is, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it would just fucking suck. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh boy. I forgot what I was going to say. No, Riverview, people that go to Riverview that are friends. I don't remember what I was going to say. But, yeah, when I talked to my friend that I went to elementary and middle school with and then branched off from high school, and then now she goes to UF and I'm going to stupid community college because I don't have a future. I talked to her and I realized, like, wow, how do we still connect when we're, like, completely different people now? And we're kind of like, we're not drifting apart even though we're completely, like, we're like, almost opposites now. And oh, the thing I was going to say had nothing to do with that. It was, whenever I talk to you, James, mm-hmm. I realize, like, wow, why did I wait so long to go to DBT? Because I was in AGS before. AGS is the art program. DBT is the film program.
AGS, like, and AGS, they promised you that you'd be making video games and you'd be, like, working for fucking EA by the time you graduate, you know?
Like, I wasn't even there for that. I was the one that was even more serious than that. I was like, I'm not there because I played Call of Duty, and I'm like, I want to make the next Call of Duty. I was there because I wanted to make a fucking movie. I wanted to be part of the team that made, like, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, like animation.
Yeah, I want to do something like inventive and cool and entertaining. And I realized that, like, I'd probably be better off in film rather than this class of antisocial freaks.
We definitely went to high school with some people that are definitely gonna put a bomb in like a Planned Parenthood. We definitely went to high school with those
people. Put a bomb in a Planned Parenthood. That's so fucking funny.
We definitely went to school with those people. You know who they fucking are. They would wear fucking like camo jackets. And had hair that was, like, went to their, like, fucking back vertebrae. It's, you know those fucking people who all they did was just listen to, like, Luke Grimes or, like,
yeah.
Luke Grimes?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like, I know there's some.
Dave McGraw.
I hate country music.
I hate country music.
My mom
listens to really shitty music too. I'm like,
I'm obsessed. Like, I listen to good music, but I also have no shame in listening to, like, Young Thug all day long just because I'm in the mood. You know, like, I can appreciate
shit. Because he uses his voice as an instrument.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's fun. It's so fun to listen to. But country music is just, like...
Oh, we need Bear on the podcast.
It makes me wish I was fucking aborted. Like, it's so bad. It just has nothing going for it. And, like, of course that's my opinion. If you like country music, that's fine. And, like, Johnny Cash and shit is great. But I mean, like, big old tractor, Daisy Dukes. You know what I mean?
My girl and my cousin are the same in two.
Ice cold beer and horses and tractors.
It's nuts. I hate country music.
My mom was into country music, and I respect that. But I just...
inbred.
Sometimes I'm like, wow, you're really listening to country music? Can I please change it to the...
Dude, my sister listens to shitty country music like that. I showed her J. Cole, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Incredible fucking album. And she's like, I don't like it. He sounds funny. And I'm like, fuck
he
you.
Sounds
like,
funny.
It makes... Ugh, I just can't stand that. Also, my sister has, like, really bad ADHD. And anytime I try to show her a song, there's this song, I don't know if you've heard it, there's a Frank Ocean song called Crack Rock. And it's all about crackheads, basically. And it's, like, a really cool song, a really cool, like, storytelling thing about, like, drug addiction. And the chorus is, like, crack rock, crack rock. And he, like, says that. And by the end of the song, I'm like, okay, Tori, listen to this song and, like, listen to the lyrics. And she works in the ER, and so she sees drug addicts all day. Mm-hmm. And so she's, like, around this stuff a lot, and we always talk about stuff like that, and she's, like, really interested in it. And I tell her to listen to this because I think she'll really enjoy it and, like, understand the lyrics and stuff. And by the end of the song, she's like, what does the crack rock mean? What does that mean? And I was like, what? She's like, what does he mean when he says crack rock? And I'm like fucking crack. Like crystals. And she's like, oh, I wasn't really paying attention. And I'm like, okay, fuck you. And it's just, that's how it is anytime I try to, like, show her something like that. And it's so aggravating. That's, like, one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're trying to show someone a song and then they just, like, turn the music down and start talking. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't know. I hate that so much.
Yeah, crack rocks are nice.
We all love a little crack rock.
There's a lot of people.
That's very true, Ernesto. There is a lot of people.
Yeah, how many do you think?
A lot of people.
About 7 billion.
Yeah.
That many people.
See, here's the thing. There was this person in our fucking school who went into a... like, college bathroom, basically. We had our college next to our school. And they basically, what they did was, they fucking lit up on crack. They did crack in our bathroom.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, Brooke Bennett did crack in our
bathroom. Really? That was her? Oh, cool. I'm bleeping that.
Brooke Bennett did crack in our bathroom.
Don't say her name too much, because I have to cut it out.
Okay. How about this?
No, you can
Tiny Zendaya did crack in our bathroom.
That's not good enough.
No. Zendaya is reserved for the poop memes. You can't get that. You can't call Brooke Bennett Tiny Zendaya.
Can we just talk about crack? All right.
So, yeah, she did crack in
our bathroom. You guys ever done DMT?
Oh, no.
It opens up your third fucking eye.
Yeah.
I want to do some DMT. We should do some DMT together.
Alejandro did DMT by accident.
By accident.
Was that one in the parking lot?
Yep.
No, that wasn't DMT.
No, he smoked. He knew he was smoking K2 like a fucking idiot. And
first of all, it was given to him by, like, the textbook definition of a crackhead. Ryan Roulette. I'm not afraid to say that name. Ryan Roulette pumps heroin into the back of his dick 24/7. And I remember seeing his girlfriend once. His girlfriend looked more like a man than he did. His girlfriend had a fucking Megan Rapinoe haircut. A fucking, like, lesbian Ellen haircut. And she had a more defined jawline than he did.
Yeah, he's fucking, like, putting tattoos on his fingers with a pen. He has his fucking baby skull running
around.
And
he weighs 87 pounds.
He weighs 8.7 pounds.
He looks like a skeleton that was painted a little bit less white and just given a mop for a head. So, yeah, Ryan Roulette gave Alejandro K2, a drug that is illegal, that will fucking, like, blow your brain cells out. And
you were there. Weren't you, Jordan Lamb?
Tell us what happened.
Whoa. They called it the cannabis.
The cannabis.
Yeah, they did call it the cannabis.
So that's like an old. That was before.
That was from the cannabis.
No,
they called it the cannabis.
I don't even think it was earlier though.
I
thought the cannabis was like. They stole that from Cheech and Chong or something.
They did.
For sure.
They stole everything from everybody. They didn't have an original thought in their mind because they're always high.
My point is. I'm pretty sure it was just called, like, Weed Van or something. Like, it wasn't even that creative. I don't even know.
Stoners are the... They're sometimes good at drawing, but they're not good at talking.
Stoners. Yeah. Pawheads don't... When they're sober, you're definitely just gonna get a...
They don't use creative language.
They don't. They don't have a lot of addiction.
They're like, look at this weed. It's a weed. I love weed.
Are we brothers?
Are we brothers?
Did you see The Irishman?
Fuck no, I'm not.
Don't see it.
I'm not wasting my time on The Irishman. Oh, I saw Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit is so good.
Jojo Rabbit is amazing.
Have you seen Parasite?
I haven't seen Jojo.
No, I haven't seen Parasite. We already talked about this, but no,
but
I have not seen
it. You want to see it, though, right?
Probably.
How was it?
Dude.
I want to see, like, more real movie films.
Dude. I'll give you a whole fucking list, and Ernesto will too. And especially, there's tons of good shit on Netflix that I've been watching lately.
Yeah.
Have you seen Hereditary?
No.
That's on Amazon Prime. Easily one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. Scariest shit I've ever seen. It literally made me want to cry out of fear. I've cried at movies because they're sad or, like, happy, but never out of, like, I'm going to shit my pants and tears are fucking coming out of my eyes. Like, that's how it felt because it was so fucking depressing and terrifying. Hereditary is incredible. And that was his debut, that director, Ari Aster. He also made Midsommar this year.
Mm.
And Hereditary was his first feature film ever. And it's fucking crazy how good it is.
Yeah, I hate depressing movies. Uh-huh. Especially like horror movies that depressing is part of the horror. I just think that's weird and like why? Shut up, no.
That's like the whole horror.
But still, but like just because it has that, if it is really that effective, I'm just like just out of curiosity.
Exactly.
I check it out.
You hate, it's so dreadful and draining and like disgust. It makes you feel like you have like a fucking like weight in your stomach like when you watch it. And it's a horrible feeling, but the fact they can fucking make you feel like that with just a movie is crazy. And Midsommar did the same thing. Midsommar made me feel like so drained and like tired just watching it. But not in a bored out of my mind way. It was like so fucking good. Midsommar's really good too.
There's two movies that have given me, two horror movies that have given me nightmares. One of them was The Grudge because I watched it when I was like 10 years old and I fucking like, I was afraid of the dark ever since. Like, I couldn't shower without, like, the door open. The door to, like, the bathroom open and, like, all the lights on. And the second movie was Hereditary. I had, like, 3-day nightmares because of that movie.
Yeah, I watched Hereditary. I didn't have nightmares, but I thought sure I was going to. Because I've never gotten a nightmare from a movie. Maybe when I was, like, really, really young. But that just doesn't happen to me. But I watched Hereditary in a dark room all by myself with headphones on. And it's one of those movies where I was going to, like, make popcorn or get a snack halfway through. And I just didn't. Because I didn't even want to, like, get up. You know what I mean? It was, like, so good. Like, I didn't even feel like eating because it was that fucking scary. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy.
It really is fucking, like, it's a really good movie and I really like it. But don't watch The Irishman. That's the whole moral of the story. Don't watch The Irishman. It's dog shit. People that say is the greatest piece of cinema ever have clearly, like, they're just boomers. They're just fucking baby boomers that want to see, like, old Italian guys get whacked. It's fucking, it's so boring. It's really boring. I don't recommend it.
I've gotten nightmares from Breaking Bad before.
From Breaking Bad?
No, they weren't nightmares. What the fuck are you doing? I'm sorry. They weren't, like, nightmares, but after I watched, like, the last, like, two seasons of Breaking Bad. I love Breaking Bad, but, like, I started having dreams where, like, my life was that stressful. Like, my parents were involved in the drug trade and criminals. And the latest one I had was, like, a couple weeks ago. There was this, like, Cadillac Escalade parked outside my house. And there were, like, these... I don't know if they're, like, Haitian or... they're a bunch
they
of,
were black.
They were black, they but, were like, black. Not, like, but not, like, African. They were POCs. And they were wearing, like, sunglasses, but I think it was at night, so it was kind of weird. But,
extra dark. And, but, they were Howard Stern. But,
black Howard Stern. But in my head, they registered in my dream head as Somali pirates for some reason. I was like, I can't leave my house. There's Somali pirates outside. And I was like, this is just like Breaking Bad, and I woke up.
I'll tell you about a dream. One time I had a nightmare. It wasn't that scary. It was, like, trippy as fuck, though. So, anyway, this is what happens. Me and all my friends, including people I don't often hang out with, like, Connor Toll was there, for example. And I haven't hung out with him in months. But I had this dream, like, probably a few months ago. And so we were all sitting in my living room, and all my friends were on my couch, which already never happens because I never have friends over to my house. And we're all just like hanging out, and all of a sudden the couch splits open and like spreads apart, and a door appears on the wall behind us, and we're all like, "What the hell?" And we decide to walk through the door, and all of us, it almost like it was like a movie. Like I saw like different camera angles. Like, as it was happening from a third-person perspective.
Yeah.
And it cut to outside, a separate side of my house, the opposite end of my house. And we all, like, fell out. We all, like, were like, whoa! And, like, fell out of the door into the pouring rain. And we were covered in mud. And then we were like, what the fuck? And then we walked back inside the door we fell out of, and we were in Mr. Stoll's classroom, like, in the computer lab. And we all were just like, why are we here? I don't know. And then everyone sat down and started spinning around in the chairs. And I'm just standing there and I'm like, what the hell? And I look at everyone and I'm like, guys, I just realized something. And they all look at me and I'm like, I think we're in a dream right now. And they look at me with like fear. They're like, what the fuck, James? Why would you say that? Do you know what you just did? And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, do you realize what you've done? You just fucked it all up, dude. And I was like, no, we're in a dream. It's fine. And they're like, nah, man, you ruined everything. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I woke up, or so I thought. I like woke up in my bed, and then I felt this like thing under my back. And I move out of the way and look behind me, and there's a fucking bomb on my bed. And it's like ticking, and it gets to zero, and it explodes. And I'm still dreaming, obviously, at this point, but I really thought I was awake, waking up in my bed. And it was like morning time when this happens. And I fucking look at it, and it explodes, and there's like a almost like a security camera angle of a wide view of my entire room. And I see, like, all my, like, chunks of my body fly and, like,
Jesus
stick
Christ.
To the walls. In, like, vivid, like, slow motion. Like, my arms and legs just, like, spinning and, like, hitting my windows in my room. And then my torso flew forwards and hit my bedroom door. And it slid down. And I was like, ah. And then I woke up for real. And it was so scary. But I woke up at 3 a.m. It wasn't morning time yet. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then I fell back asleep. That was like one of the weirdest dreams I've ever had.
I never have. I have vivid dreams. I do too. But I don't have lucid dreams. And I don't have like really.
I've had a lot of lucid dreams.
I don't have a lot of complicated dreams. Like whenever I start to like realize I'm in a dream, I'm too awake to keep going and I just wake up.
Yeah.
But.
I used to have sleep paralysis.
I've gotten that a couple times, but I was like too tired to like care. Like I was like, oh, I can't move.
I've had sleep paralysis, but instead of like a monster in my in my chest. Well, sometimes I had I felt like something was in my chest looking at me, but majority of the time, I'm not even kidding. I was being waterboarded.
Jesus.
Like I was being waterboarded, and I had to say like a combination, like a dream combination. And I couldn't move, and I would
like a
number combination, okay. Like 5, 14, 15, 61. And I would just like the waterboarding would stop, and I would wake up, and I would literally wake up drenching in sweat.
That's crazy.
The first time I realized I had sleep paralysis, I was hearing like a blood curdling scream. And that's all I remember, but I was like too tired to do anything about it, so I was like, "Huh. That's weird. Good night."
I remember
sleep paralysis is horrible.
When I was much younger, I had a dream that was like similar to sleep paralysis, I guess. The way people describe it, I don't think I've ever had that. But I had this one dream where I was at church as a kid with like all my like friends when I was younger. And we were just sitting after the thing ended, and we were just sitting in the front of the church and like sitting on the steps to the little stage area. And we were all just hanging out, talking about stuff. And all of a sudden, this fucking lion walks inside the fucking church. And I'm like, what? And everyone looks at the lion and then looks right at me. Like, they're like, oh, it's time for James to be eaten now. And I was like, ah! And I freaked out. And it was like, and it started just running, like, down the aisle towards me. And I tried to run away, but I was just, like, on a treadmill. Not literally, but I kept stumbling, and the ground was, like, super slippery.
You can't
slippery,
run in dreams.
And everybody ran away, and I just kept falling over. And then the lion just ate me. And it was, like, really scary. But, and then I had this other dream where I was at an aquarium, and there was, like, a giant fish. Or, no, it was a wolverine. You know wolverines? Mm-hmm. I think they're from like Australia.
They're in Canada.
Canada, yeah. And they eat snakes and shit. And I used to be really into snakes and reptiles and all that. And I would read all about it as a kid. And I read that wolverines could like kill a cobra with no problem. And I was like, that's badass. Wolverines are fucking crazy. And so I had this dream that there was a humongous, like whale sized wolverine in this fish tank. And I like looked at it. And then I turned around and I was like, hey, Dad, look at this thing. And then I turned around again and it was just right up, like face to me. And I was like, I like freaked out. And then it just broke the glass with like one little tap and then it just ate me. And it was like super, super scary. And the weird thing is like, whenever that would happen when I was a kid, I wouldn't wake up. I would just like die, like get mauled by this fucking animal and be dead, and then I'd like wake up and be like, oh, okay. And like, it wouldn't be like I'm waking up in like complete shock. Yeah. I would just like see it happen.
I would always wake up in complete shock.
Yeah, I rarely wake up in complete shock.
And sleep paralysis, when you wake up, you're like, I would have sleep paralysis and night terrors. I had night terrors from when I was like, I was 10 to 11, but I had sleep paralysis when I was like 8 to like 10. I just had sleep paralysis. And I just stopped having like nightmares. And I was like, oh, cool.
But my dreams are never like, they're vivid, but they're never that interesting. They can be weird. Like, they can be bizarre and like not.
I've had weird, vivid
dreams. Not realistic, but I never get eaten by whale-sized wolverines or anything, and I never have like in-depth conversations or anything like that. I barely ever talk in my dreams, but the weird thing is they seem to follow a consistent narrative. Like, my dreams have a canon. Like I will have one dream about this thing, and then like months later, even years later, I will have a dream where in that universe, the dream from months ago, like, that's something that happened. Like, in my dream self, I recognize that as something in the past that actually happened.
In fifth grade, there was this kid named Dylan Miller. No, Dylan Hart.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, he was the cool kid in our class, and he said, I had a dream, and you were all in it. And he would say this, like, weird bullshit thing. It was all made up, and he would be like, you were on a motorcycle, and you were driving down, and if you were like, what?
I actually remember that. And I do remember that.
Yeah, and and if you asked him, like, what was that in your dream, and he didn't like you, he'd be like, oh, you died.
And we'd be like, no!
No!
Everyone would take it so seriously. And then one time, this, like, kid that everyone used to bully, his name was Jake. And
Jake Rundle.
And he fucking, which, the crazy part is, Jake Rundle is, like, he could kick all of our asses now. The kid is huge. He's like a fucking bodybuilder.
It's getting hot in here.
But one time he said some shit to Dylan, and he was like, fuck you, Dylan. And Dylan was like, what'd you say, bitch? And then this was fifth grade, and all the entire fifth grade class, like, jumped Jake.
What the fuck?
At recess. We literally, like,
dove towards him and beat the fuck out of him. And, like, not, like, to a bloody pulp, but we were, like...
We were, like, patting him.
Yeah, we just kept, like, shoving him around. And like, fuck you, Jake. You don't talk shit to Dylan. And, like...
What the fuck was that?
Know your place, you piece of shit. And, like, it was bad. I felt bad for Jake. Me and Ernesto used to bully the fuck out of Jake.
Yeah,
and I, like,
did.
Feel terrible about
I
it.
I do.
And one what? Time... It was funny, though. Like, honestly... One, like, no, like,
it was funny.
One time, we were on a field trip... And we took Jake's lunchbox and, like, put it just,
behind
like...
the tree.
Yeah, we just, like, hid it away. We just, like, took him and be like, oh, this will be funny. And we took his lunchbox and, like, put it next to a tree somewhere, like, away from the other lunchboxes. And then he couldn't find it. And then he eventually found it behind the tree. And the teacher was like, Jake, why would you do that? And he's like, I didn't, I swear. He's like... Oh, Jake. Oh, when will you learn? And then there were, like, a million ants, like, eating all his food in his lunchbox.
And he cried.
It was...
We make Jake Rundle cry, like every day.
Why did you...
One time he ran away. One time at recess.
What the hell?
Well, this is what... This time he kind of deserved it, because, like...
Oh, okay.
We were all playing, tag with, like, flag belts.
Yeah.
And you'd rip the flag belt off. And Jake would straight up start walking to, like, the bench that you sat out on when you got your flag belt pulled. And he would start walking, and then he'd just, like, stand and, like, look around and just, like, put his belt back on and run back into the game.
Yeah.
And we
caught him doing
we
that.
We caught him, and we would always call him out on it, but, like, no one else would give a shit. We would always just keep pulling his belt, and he would just keep coming back in. And then one time the teacher was like, hey, Jake, I saw that. Go to the bench. Quit faking. Like, you know, you're out,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he took it, like, so hard. And he just started, like, freaking out and, like, crying. And then he just, like, just booked it. He just ran as fast as he could and ran, like, off campus, like, into the road and started running
Jesus.
Away. And the teachers had to, like, chase him down. It was crazy.
Yeah. I remember we bullied Jake Rundle, but if another class fucked with him... We would fuck up that other class. We would fuck up that
Wait,
other class.
What's wrong with Jake Rundle, though?
Nothing. He was just the smallest
what
one
the
in
fuck?
Our class.
He better have homophobic tweets or something, or else I hate you guys.
No. He was just like this small, annoying kid. But
okay.
But if there was this retarded kid in our school, that we would have to play with him during fucking, like, our recess time.
Recess time.
And he would, like, and he said something to Jake. And...
What kid was this?
I don't know. I remember Allie dated him. Some fucking retard kid.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did he actually have, like... mental issues?
I don't
or was
think
he just
so.
A dumb kid?
He was just a dumb kid. Okay. I think he picked his nose and like spotted up his butt or something.
Okay.
But
okay,
like,
cool.
I remember he said something to Jake, and we were like, hey, buddy, fuck you. You don't talk to Jake like that. And Jake got so angry, he like held like his hand. We had a bike rack, and it was like a chain.
No. It was a fence.
It was
not
a
bike rack. Yeah, and he like, he grabbed both his hands onto the fence. And, like, spread them out like this and, like, gripped really tightly. And then he was like, ah! And he was trying
he was like a chained dog.
He was, like, trying to break free from the fence that he was holding himself to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just... I felt bad. Like, I feel especially bad now because everyone was just standing there like, dude, what are you doing? And we were all, like, laughing.
Fuck him up.
I don't know.
I remember we did beat someone up or we tried to fight someone.
Who?
I don't remember. We just tried to fucking fight someone. I don't know.
Oh, now I remember. It's all clear to me now. It's all coming back.
No, but if you did, like... If you were from another class and you, like, did something to Jake, we would like, hate you.
That's so fucking stupid.
Fucking hate
Jake's like, thanks, guys. And you're like, shut up, Jake.
Shut the fuck up, Jake. Man. And if you ever talk shit to Jake... If I ever catch you talking shit to Jake Rundle, I will personally piss in your mouth and kick your ass. Not really.
What happens when another class is being mean to Jake, but Jake is, like, being annoying at the same time? Do you beat everyone up?
Good question. We never got
we'll
to that to, point.
We'll have to find out.
We never got to that point.
Let's go contact
but
him.
But there was
on
this
the
other
podcast.
Kid in our class named,
named Brendan. There were two Brendans. There was Brandon Schmucker, which I was a very good
friend. Oh, my God!
Brendan Schmucker, who I was very good friends with. And I would play with him, like, every fucking day. We were good friends. And there was another Brendan. What was that? He's fucking... Brendan Ross or something.
This Brendan is friends with Lauren now.
Yeah.
And he was a really funny kid. And one time we were on the bus ride to our Disney field trip. And he, like... This was the first, like... fake-ass shit I've ever dealt with. You know what I mean? This is the first, like... Because I, like... This is the same feeling as, like, when I have a client for, like, a video job. And they just, like, shit out and, like, cancel or postpone it 4 months or something like that. Because he told me that he had all these Legos. And I was going to give... I was like, I'll give you $50 for all your Legos. And he was saying he had all these, like, limited edition Star Wars Lego sets that he never plays with. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then, like...
And James and I, this time, we would come to class with, like, Lego sets, and we would fucking play.
Yeah, and, like, so Brendan was, like, saying all this shit, and I'm like, damn, I really hit a jackpot with Brendan, like, making this Lego deal, and I was gonna pay him for all his Legos that he never played with anymore. And then, like, a week later, I'm like, hey, man, what's up with the Legos? He's like, yeah, I lied, I don't have them. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, that was all fake. I don't have any Legos. And I was like, fuck you. And from then on, I like hated Brendan. And then one time, when we were in fifth grade, we had first grade buddies, which were like these little kids that we would bring on field trips with us and like, I don't know, like...
play with.
Yeah, like be their big brother type of thing. Yeah. And I had a cool buddy who kind of looked like
me. I had a fat buddy.
And, yeah, and so anyway, one time Brendan, this is, like, so fitting just, like, with how Brendan was as a person, and his buddy, his first grade buddy, this six-year-old, walks up to, you know, Jaylene, right? So she was in our fifth grade class. He walks up to Jaylene Perez.
Was she?
Pretty sure, yeah. Or maybe she was in a Miss someone else's class, but she was a fifth grader with us. And he walks up to Jaylene on the back of the bus. And he just goes like, hey, Jaylene, want to have sex with me? And he's like six. And everyone is like, oh, my God! And everyone lost their mind. And like, and the kid got in trouble.
It was at that same fucking field trip where we put Jake Rundle's.
Was that the same one?
Was he really Mexican? Why'd you give him that voice?
No, he was white. I don't know why I gave
him that voice. Hey, Jaylene.
But he said it like that. He said it like really like... smooth and sexy. He was like, Jaylene, why do I have sex?
You want to have sex with me?
There was this kid who was pretty much like in a, like, no one else like this probably fucking existed. His name was Jesse. What was his last name?
Oh my God. I found his Instagram, like, pretty
Jesse
recently.
What?
Jesse Raymond.
Jesse Raymond. Jesse Raymond was a fucking hick from Tennessee that came down from to fucking Florida. And this kid, he was born gay. He wasn't born gay. He was born a faggot.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean...
Whoa!
That doesn't mean he's gay.
Whoa!
That doesn't mean he's gay. It just means, you know...
Cool outfit. Did your husband
he's
give
an
it to you?
He was like a retard.
Okay. So, oh, he wasn't a faggot. He was a retard.
Let me recap what Ernesto just said.
Yeah, please translate
Ernesto,
that.
In better words.
How do you expect to be? Please never download Twitter. If you ever,
yeah,
like,
dear God.
If you ever like make some strides with stand-up comedy, please never.
With the Trey Green Show.
Ever.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so.
Oh, no.
Oh my God,
Ernesto. Come
so Ernesto
on, man.
Just said. He was born gay. No. He wasn't born gay. He was born a faggot, which means he's retarded.
Are you gonna say the N-word now? No.
Yeah, say gook again.
No, but this kid, he was born with low testosterone.
All Jesse did... let me get to the point. Jesse had this fat fucking crush on this girl, Talia.
No, he had a fat fucking crush on this girl named Allie, Talia, Cassandra.
All of them, basically.
All of
but
them.
Talia was
if you had a pussy in fifth grade, he was in love with you.
Talia was... Everyone was in love with Talia. I was in love with Talia.
I was in love with Talia.
Everyone was. And Jesse... She was really, like, his prize. She was his empress of fifth grade, you know what I mean? So...
He would bend over backwards for her.
Anyway, one day he just walks up to Talia...
Wait, hold on, pause. Okay.
So now Talia is sitting at the lunch table, and Jesse walks out or walks up to the lunch table, sits down with everyone there, and he goes, "Talia, I have a confession to make." In fifth grade, he says this.
Can you take the keys out?
And he goes, and she's like, "Yes, Jesse." And he goes, "My dick is this big," and holds up his fingers like a centimeter apart. This big. And she's like, "What? Okay." And everyone started laughing.
Why
he's like,
did he
I
say
just
that?
Thought I should be real with you. And then, like,
walked away. Why did he say that?
I don't know.
He was insane. He was fucking insane.
And then he had, like, an emo phase in sixth grade, and he started listening to, like, Pierce the Veil and shit. And, like, and he didn't have any way to listen to it. He had, like, a little government-issued track phone where he could record audio. And so he would play these, like, emo, like, screamo songs on his computer and just record from the speakers on, like, audio recordings with his phone. And then he didn't have a headphone jack on the phone, so he would just hold it up to his ear on the bus. And by that point, with all that audio distortion, it would literally just be, like, static. It would just be like, and that's all it would sound like, and he would just hold it up to his ear the whole bus ride and, like, comb his hair over his eyes. And we asked him, like, "Jesse, like, what's up? Why are you doing this? Why, like, what's with the emo shit?" And he's just like, "Oh, so in the beginning of the school year, I was at the bus stop, and I looked at this girl who was emo, and I got a boner. So now I'm being emo." And that was his explanation. And he was like that for the rest of the school year. And then he, like, moved back to Tennessee eventually.
Yeah.
And he would always tell us on the bus ride home, he'd be like, "Man, I got so bored in Chinese class today. Just went to the bathroom and fucking rubbed one out.
Yeah.
That was my day." And we'd be like, "That's crazy. That's badass, dude. I need to try that tomorrow." And, like, it was crazy.
Jesse
Raymond is a fucking legend.
Everyone in fifth grade was kind of like, we were all just, like, throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks. But I remember for the whole year in fifth grade, everyone called me Osama bin Laden.
We did.
Why?
Because he looked like Osama bin Laden.
I didn't even look like him at
you
all.
Did.
I didn't fucking look like him.
All right.
You know who you do look like?
Don't fucking say it. I'll cut you right now.
James, you know who he looks like?
Borat.
No. Yeah, but
he looks like
Sacha Baron Cohen. But he looks like there's this little movie. It's like it's a cult hit. It's a cult classic. And
The Mummy.
Yeah.
I was about to pull up the picture.
Yeah, it's
guy.
Wait, yeah,
the
it's
guy, was it what was his
Benny?
Name? Benny.
Fuck you.
The Mummy.
Ernesto looked like Benny in The Mummy.
No, you cannot even deny it, Ernesto. You can deny it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Bin Laden,
you must not read from the book.
But Benny from the fucking Mummy is like you. It's literally just you. It doesn't look like you. It is Ernesto Jimenez. That's fucking Ernesto.
That is Ernesto Jimenez.
No, you know who I look like? The guy from Romeo and Love. Or Romeo. Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare in Love. That's what the movie is
Romeo
called.
Romeo in Love.
I look like Shakespeare.
With, Naked Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
I'm sorry.
Shakespeare.
In Love.
Shakespeare.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I look like him.
Oh, well, you look like both. That means you don't look like Benny.
Wait, let me see. Yeah.
See, I look like him. I don't look like fucking Benny.
You look more like Benny.
No, I don't.
You look like Benny!
No, this is actually like a picture of Ernesto. That's actually fucking ridiculous.
That's dark Ernesto.
That's crazy.
Yeah, why do you want to deny it so much?
I don't look like fucking Benny.
You look exact. That is you. That you don't just look like that.
No,
that
this was Shakespeare in Love. And then I'll show you Benny.
It's probably the same actor.
What if it was?
It probably is. They look the same.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I look nothing like Benny.
That's you.
Look, that's not me.
You and your old
Kevin Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's you.
Dude, this. You can't deny it.
You don't look like anything like him. He has a thin mustache.
You said that last time I said it on the podcast, and that's not...
It's true. I don't look like fucking...
Yeah, Benny. You have a thicker mustache. Big fucking deal. You still have the entire head and eyebrows and eyes and nose.
That's me. I am Borat from Kazakhstan.
I'm gonna download all of these.
You're fucking Benny.
Are you gonna fucking tag me? What the fuck? Did you hear that?
Let the bodies hit the floor.
This is literally just you from, like, the film we made with Sarah. You were wearing that exact same shirt.
Oh, my God.
How much longer are we podcast?
I was going to say, I'm going to put these things on SoundCloud so people can listen to them in the background instead of on YouTube where no one's going to fucking...
Looking at their screen.
Yeah.
Just a Trey Green logo on it.
For 2 hours.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I'd rather watch that than the fucking Irishman.
That's true. The Irishman was bullshit. It was dog shit. Okay, guys. Don't watch the Irishman. Live, love, don't hate. Pray for Hong Kong.
Liberate Hong Kong, please.
Liberate Hong Kong. Don't trust mainland.
Save the turtles.
All right, y'all. I'm happy to be on the podcast today.
Yeah, James is on the podcast. I did not expect this to happen today.
I showed up.
He just showed up. He just walked
in. That's crazy. Did you talk about how Ernesto just pulled up? Me and Jerry were just sitting in the car in Payne Park. Like, we were hanging out here for a few hours. And we were sitting in the car and we're like, well, where do we want to eat? And Ernesto just drove up next to us. He didn't even say anything. He just looked at us and then pulled out and drove away.
I pulled up next to Jordan.
And then I saw Jordan walking around the parking lot. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I see you. At first, I just saw the back of your head and I thought you were Eli for a second. And then you turned around. I was like, oh, no, that's Trey. And then Jerry started, like, laughing really hard. And we pulled up next to you guys. And then Ernesto was there, too. And I realized you were doing the podcast because you had told me about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What a fucking coincidence.
What a life. What a small... It's a small world after all.
It is. All right. Jordan, any last words, Jordan?
Pray for Hong Kong. This is a great podcast. Love you guys. But I love the audience more. And that I'm out.
All right, please give me name suggestions. I don't want this to be called the Trey Green Podcast because I might not be around forever.
You might have to hand it off to someone else.
Yeah, like Jordan. You're gonna bear this cross.
Jordan's gonna be our daily Asian correspondent.
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese representative, the Hong Kong ambassador, and the South Korean correspondent. All
right, turn
and
it
Japanese
off.
Nothing.
Japanese nothing.
Japanese nothing.
The Japs can get nothing.
Japs can get nothing.
All right, turn it off.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys. You guys notice this was a new microphone?